I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yet another Christian stands accused of blasphemy, this time in Egypt. More on that in a moment. Later, we're kicking off a special week of conversations about faith under fire. You want to stick around for a look at Tunisia, the birthplace of the Arab Spring. But first up, a Coptic Christian in Egypt has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for a Facebook post. Abdo Adel was accused of blasphemy in July and arrested when his post compared Jesus with the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The courts ruled that Adel's post was blasphemous and convicted him of insulting Islam in the first degree. While the Egyptian government has spoken against violence targeting Christians, Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that doesn't stop Muslim extremists from persecuting believers in other ways.
I think what we're seeing is that you have a number of groups that will use a number of tactics at their disposal to silence a Christian minority in the country. And some will take more hostile forms, whether it's attacking Christians, whether it's martyring Christians. Some places even restrict the church activities. They can meet within a church, but any proclamation of the gospel outside of the church is forbidden.
VOM Canada works to encourage Egypt's persecuted church.
Often that may look like, how do we get Bibles into countries? How do we encourage new believers in the faith and disciple them? And so we look for ways that we can do that, working with the church in Egypt to be able to facilitate some of those measures.
So pray that Egypt's Christians would not be discouraged in their faith. Next, hope is peeking over the horizon in the land of the rising sun. Three Japanese UUPGs, that's unreached and unengaged people groups, were identified at the Finishing the Task conference in California. And Joshua Hari adopted all of them in one fell swoop. Hari is a Japanese pastor and national director for Asian Access Japan.
I thought that Japan is one linguistical people group as a Japanese, but I noticed that there are three linguistical people groups located in Japan. I sensed the God's calling. I decided to adopt those of the UUPG groups.
So what exactly does that mean? It means that Hari, Asian Access, and their partners in Japan are going to do whatever it takes to engage these three groups with the gospel. It's a pretty big undertaking.
Because one of the second largest unreached people groups are the Japanese. One third of the municipality in Japan are unreached, unchurched. There is no church at all. Hokkaido is the largest unchurched prefecture.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Please pray for us to open our eyes to see the spiritual poverty. Pray for us to raise up the compassionate heart of the Jesus Christ.
And ever wonder what life is like for Christians in the global church? Well, this week we're running a series looking through the window at Christian life around the world. We'll have a chance to talk with people from Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. First, we're starting with a believer from Tunisia, whom we're calling Sarah for security purposes.
Some people are persecuted by their families, especially young people who accepts Jesus. And some spouses from their spouse, because everyone in Tunisia is from a Muslim background, except the few new people who are in second generation.
Tunisia's ranked 30th on the Open Doors World Watch List. And the World Watch List ranks the top 50 countries where the persecution of Christians is most severe. In Tunisia, it's illegal to evangelize, but God is still moving.
A lot of good things are happening, and it's good to look at that too. I think a lot of young people are coming to faith, and as in Tunis, we have a lot of open churches, like building, so people can come more.
So what can we do? We can pray for believers in Tunisia for wisdom in their work, for encouragement, and for their protection. Learn more about living as a Christian in Tunisia at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olivewood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. So get your prayer reminder for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.